from my time there, maybe the shooting of the foot there, Mal, were the strong team, and we were always trying to play catch up to them. I think it's the other way around. I think probably on the basis of last year, I think Donegal come through the game because we've seen what Armagh are about. We played very poorly against them. They did nearly beat us, but I don't think we're going to play that badly again. We've seen all the intimidation stuff that they were at, you know, all over the pitch. So I think Donegal come in, be very professional on Sunday and come out on the right side with a result. First half, as we know in Ulster, as in low scoring, there's never going to be nothing in it. It could be level or a point either way at half time. As you see with Donegal, they're usually up the game in the second half, although in saying that, Tyrone had the first 2 points against us. I wasn't expecting that in the last 8 ball buffet, but as I say, I think Donegal has learned a lot from last year. You know, just listening to the reporters there, they were actually getting recorded as they were, as Armagh boys were doing their interview with the press the last night, so I think they've got their own version of the secret police up in Armagh, a wee bit of paranoia there, but I think on the pitch, we've better players in Armagh. They're looking to disrupt our game more than we're trying to disrupt theirs. When we go forward, I think we have three or four match winners, whereas they'll be lying to Kiernan or Jamie Clark, and I think we have the defenders to mark them.